This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Black Forest Motorsports, Porsche, BMW, Mini Cooper. You want to get an alternative to the dealer? This is the place to go. We're 40 years experience. These guys can definitely take care of your car. But if you want to go racing, they can do that too. Black Forest Motorsports. Go to blackforestautomotive.com. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Racer Radio. I don't know, Brittany, anybody by the name of Bullet? I got to question that for a second.
I know, right? We've got ourselves a heavy hitter, Dave. Listeners, if you know Flat Track, you know the Bauman Brothers. If you know Flat Track, you know Jared Mees. If you know Flat Track, you know today's guest. He's calling in to talk about his race that he's promoting. You ready for this title? Please welcome X Game medalist, Grand National Singles Champion, AMA Pro Racer, Expert Grand National Champion, race promoter, commentator, and coach, Brad the Bullet Baker.
You will send a check to her. That'll be $29.95.
No, I'm so excited. My dad's like, how'd you do that, Brittany? I asked.
How you doing, Brad?
Good, guys. It's awesome to be on the show. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
Have you ever had a better intro than that? Seriously.
No, that was great, Brittany. I appreciate that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad.
And like she's over here wiggling in her chair. She's got goosebumps.
Literally, like, not to put us down or anything, but my mom's like, I mean, my dad, he's all, how did you score Brad the Bullet Baker? Yeah, and he's got a race coming up. You're promoting now, too, huh?
So what? Not enough stress in your life? You thought you'd put on a race?
I know. I don't know what I'm thinking. I've actually, promoting a race, it's very similar to, like, putting together a race team and promoting yourself as a racer, but there's even more moving pieces, and
including Mother Nature, I think.
Oh, God, right? For sure. Yeah, I actually put on a practice test and tune at the DeCoin Mile in DeCoin, Illinois, this weekend, yesterday, and I think I was really crazy for doing that along with promoting this race at the same time, because, man, we actually ended up getting rained out. He's talking about Mother Nature.
Yes.
Thankfully, we're able to get like three sessions in before Mother Nature came.
Okay.
But I have a totally new respect for promoters when it comes to getting rained out now, that's for sure.
I was following the saga on Friday. You were talking about it, and then I didn't know yesterday if you were able to pull it off. So you got off a little bit of practice.
Yeah, we got off a little bit. So it was nice to see bikes out on the track, and we actually had a USAC Silver Crown car out there as well. His name's Shane Cockrum.
Really?
Yeah, he's actually won the Silver Crown race at the DeCoin Mile twice. So
wow.
The guy was getting around the racetrack really good.
They do that.
Yeah, for sure. So he was scuffing in the groove for the bikes, and so at least we got some track time, and the riders that were there did have fun, and it was beneficial. So wish we could have been there longer, but at least we got something off.
So the race that's coming up in mid-June, that's at a different track, correct?
Yeah, it's a different track in Michigan. It's in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, which is like right dad's back in the middle of the state.
And you chose that purposefully. I had read a couple, or when you were first advertising this, you really like this track.
I do. It's kind of like an old school, you know, dirt track. It's a cushion type material, more like sandy limestone, and it makes for like sideways on the gas, you know, side by side, you know, top to bottom, you know, be able to run race line type of racing. So it's really, really entertaining to watch, and they had a race there 5 years ago that had a great main event battle between two riders, so I knew that it was a good racetrack to go to put on a show.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of car enthusiasts that listen. And if they don't have a lot of time spent watching flat track, that's part of what I love about it, as the leaders can change multiple times.
Oh,
for sure.
Like multiple times.
I actually think, and this is not because he's online, I really think flat track is one of the most entertaining yes. motorsports on dirt, period.
I know. I'm not trying to be biased, but I totally agree with you. Yeah. I mean, especially when you get to a good racetrack, you know,
right.
one that got a lot of grip and consistent surface, and yeah, there can be sometimes multiple lead changes in a lap. Like you go to the Springfield Mile, and like yeah, there really is a lead change every single straightaway, you know. So it's definitely entertaining to watch.
Well, because the track never stays the same. Every lap, the track changes, and what line you thought you were good in last lap could be gone, and next thing you know, it's nowhere where you wanted it to be.
I'll try it up here. Nope, it's not up here. Better go down there. Yeah,
and that's what makes it fun as a racer, too, is that, you know, it's not necessarily follow the leader. You know, you
right.
can
right.
get creative and move around and be able to make up time, and that's what makes it fun for sure. Yeah.
So I have to do this because I do it with everybody. Now, I'm sure you're not doing this all on your own. So who are some of the big sponsors that are going to help you put this event together? And the reason I make you do this is so you can send this show to them and say, see, you help me, I'll help you.
Definitely. Well, I appreciate that. Now, I got a lot of big supporters for it, and some of them are just right local to the racetrack.
Sure.
Got Hot Rod and Whole Shot Harley Davidson, the two local Harley Davidson dealerships, and then got Lakeside Motorsports, that's the local Indian motorcycle dealership, and it's also supported by Indian Motorcycle. So we got basically the two.
Yeah,
you know,
both
American
of them.
Powerhouse.
Yeah, that's why I laughed. Yeah, I guess, he's got Harley and Indian.
Yeah, for sure. Might as well go on both sides, you know. So and that's what we're hoping, is to be able to get a really big bike crowd there. And I think we're going to be able to do that. So that's awesome. And then the Harley Davidson Dealers Association is also behind it through the state of Michigan. So that should help as well.
Wow.
There's another big local sponsor. His name's Dave Wilson from Wilson Industries. He goes way back in flat track and has a soft spot for it. And he's helping out a lot. We got Saddleman Seats, Fly Racing, ODI Grips and Handlebars. We got Roost Systems of Dallas, Texas. That's a big supporter of the sport of flat track. And you got Tommy Duma with Tom Dewar Fine Jewelers, big jewelry company in Ohio. The list goes on, but those are probably the main contributors to the race right now.
Well, that I'll tell you, I mean, if this is your first race, I think
you're doing a good job.
You're doing quite well. That name Bullet must have carried you quite a ways.
Yeah, it does. And that part, you know, makes it a little bit easier, you know, with me having the connections that I have through being from racing, you know, and they you know, I call people up and they obviously they're friends of mine that own
sure.
companies, and but they also believe in me and want to help, and they also want to see the sport of flat track grow and prosper.
Yeah.
So
well, it's not like you didn't earn it, you know. How many when did you start flat tracking?
I was 6 when I started flat track.
And how old are you now? 16?
Yeah, heck, I wish I was still 16. I'm 29 now. I'm almost 30. It's crazy to think that.
Oh.
He's talking to a 49 and a
and a
older. Sorry, it never will leave your blood.
Yeah, no.
You're right about that.
I could tell you a great flat track story.
That your dad was part of that.
Yeah, my dad used to race for Harley Davidson back in the 40s. Okay.
Cool.
And he was called Iron Wrist. And I'll let you just figure that one out for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So we're big fans. So I don't know how crazy your day is today, but we're going to support Barona Speedway in the next 15, and we're going to do Paris Auto Speedway in the next 15. If you would like to come back at 3:45 our time, and kind of give us a rundown of what classes are going to run and, you know, trophies. You're more
and
than welcome to.
And the purse size that I see here.
Holy yeah, wow. Got good purse size
yeah.
too. All right, well, if you have time, if you want to call back in 30 minutes, we'd love to give you the next 15 as well.
Okay, well, I really appreciate it very much. And, I'll definitely try to do that. And it's going to be an awesome event. And, Flat Track Motorcycle Racing is making a comeback. So
okay.
we're doing everything we can.
Just in case you can't come back, which is fine, Brittany will bug you.
I have a lot to say, too.
Give us an email or a website so folks can start looking between now and when you come back.
Yeah, you can go to bulletstrong.com. That's the website. You can go and find all the information for my event. And then you can go to bradthebulletbaker.com, and that gives you kind of more insight on as me as a racer. So, but bulletstrong.com is the one you want to go to find info for the race.
All right, awesome. I got to figure out why you got that name, Bullet. But that's okay. We'll talk to you at 3:45. Thanks, buddy. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Thank
You're listening
you.
To Racer Radio. FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Go to ElCajonMotors.com. I drove by there, looked at the lot. They got cars. So come on down, folks. Check out the new, the used. Check out the service department. Those guys are phenomenal. They'll work on every car in your driveway. All right, we're going to talk about Barona Speedway. I think we got Todd Salazar.
That's the rumor.
How's it going, guys?
There he is.
How you doing, buddy?
I've been better.
Yeah, I know. We've been keeping track of your lovely daughter and
heart-wrenching.
All I can tell you is our hearts and our prayers are with you 24/7. And if there's anything we can do at your end, I don't know if you know what your situation is. I mean, because medical bills can be off the chart. We're happy to put together some kind of an event to help out. But the main thing is, it looks like from your posts that you guys have been posting that she's on the right track, and that is so good to hear.
She's stable right now.
Yeah.
I just wanted to call. Dirt Dude's going to call in. I'm in Phoenix.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
I've been here since Thursday. Her mother's here.
Good.
Trisha's here, and then Wally. And I just wanted to thank everyone for all the nice, messages and they're just that's the main thing I want to call it, that she's stable.
You're good.
And just thank everyone for, everything that they're doing to make us feel better and for supporting Lexi.
Well, and I really appreciate you keeping the people, informed. A lot of time this is a private time, for you and the family. And it's not the easiest thing to do, to share something like this. But I think it's important for the Barona family, because that's what it is. It's a family, that you keep us all abreast.
Yeah, she, she grew up there.
Yeah.
And she's been a big part, of the track her whole life. And, this is Shari, her mother, is the one that's, doing all that. But she's pretty good at that. And Trisha, she was at the last race, and we had to get on a plane on Thursday, the 12th, and we flew out here, and then Trisha stayed home like a trooper with our kids, and, they did the race, and then she came out here with me on Sunday,
right,
the day after.
Wow.
So, without her help and with her mother and Wally, it's the four of us have just been together, and she's leaving out, we literally... We're about five blocks away in a hotel.
Good.
And we get here at 8 o'clock in the morning when the visiting hours are start, and we're leaving at 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
Kicking you out.
Well,
she's leaving all those parts out, but
Yeah.
As long as Lexi's is stable.
Right.
And she's got some delirium right now from the medication.
Sure.
And from the head trauma. So we're just standing by. We're, you know, standing by and waiting.
Well, you already know this, but every time she opens her eyes, when she sees you guys, that's just another step to getting better. You know what I mean?
She knows who we are.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, buddy. Well, hey, I'll let you go. Give her a big hug from us. And I was dead serious. Anything you need, all you have to do is ask.
That's great. I just wanted to thank everyone for their support.
We appreciate that. We sure do.
Hang in there.
Hang in there, buddy.
And all that stuff.
All right.
Thank you guys. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye. All right. We got Dirt Dude on the line.
What's up?
What are you laughing at, you pinhead?
I've been put on hold. I called in, and they're like, no, we got it. We're all good. Thanks for calling in. I'm like, And then he's like, call me back. He's like, hey, we need you to talk a little bit more. I'm like,
it was an honest mistake.
Honest mistake.
You just didn't get the right notes for the day.
Look at that. Brendan actually admitted that he was wrong.
He just was not right.
Yeah.
Stop picking on Brendan.
Yeah, okay. We're back to reality.
So we have a race coming up next week, and it might start at 7. Huh?
Yeah, I just posted on my Dirt Dude page. We actually have a race May 28th, scheduled for practice the 27th. So we have a change in the lineup. We're actually going to be featuring IMCA Modifieds, IMCA Sport Mods, Sport Compacts, Pure Stocks, Dwarf Cars, and we're including now IMCA Stock Cars. Plus, we're going to have California, the Cal Mowers, SoCal Mowers, and our Juniors and Mini Dwarfs. And yes, we are starting late. Gates open at 3, and racing will start around 7-ish.
Sounds like a long night.
Yep.
Yeah, but I think if it goes well and with the cooler temperatures, everyone does have to sit. You want to sit in staging door in your dwarf car, Brittany, for like 45 minutes in 90-degree weather?
Well, so Brad was nice enough at the driver's meeting to ask our opinion, and the teacher and me... it was funny because I didn't say anything, and the teacher in me always goes like, you're not listening. But for me, I was thinking, let's see, April showers, May gray, June gloom. I wanted to wait to see if the temperature is still cool. Because I think the whole reason to move it back was the heat. And I understand that our last race was hot, but like this weekend, not hot. So it was for me, it was like, well,
nice weather.
I would rather.
That way I can get up there and have a nice day and not, you know. Just be out in the sun like a lizard. I would like to have a nice day where I can enjoy.
Well, like I said, and this is not cast in stone. This is just this race, right?
No,
I think it's going to be for the summer months because we are definitely going to get into the hotter months.
Yes.
You know, middle of summer.
Oh, I see. So, Brittany, you're thinking
it might be a little premature.
It's just a little early, is what you're saying.
Last weekend was hot, so yeah, it made sense. But in my head, I was like, May, gray, June, gloom. Maybe it doesn't affect Barona area like it does. You know, I was cool. You know. Anyway, it's a very small point.
Cool.
It was just...
If you're thinking ahead, we don't want to wait until, you know, and then you're forecasted to have, you know, like a very hot day, and they're like, well, I can move everything back. We're going to try it a couple times first
to
see if it's something that'll work. I know... I Parrish raced last night. I had some friends that were in Ventura, and the Ventura was like, it's on the beach. And they were like, ooh, it's cool. Nice and cold up there.
Yeah.
One guy had a hoodie. I'm like, he doesn't think it's going to last him for the night because that's not going to be enough. So it's and then Coco Paulo's race last night. We had our Pure Stocks out there, and it looked like it was nice weather out there. It had a nice turnout.
Yeah. Who did I talk to? Somebody came in this morning to KUSI that was at Coco Paulo last night and said it went real well.
Oh. Yeah. One of our racers or just a fan?
He's a fan. Yeah, he goes to Barona and he goes to, yeah, he loves it. He's retired and he goes to almost every race in the area. You got that look, Brittany. What is that look?
No, I'm withholding my opinion. I get in trouble for having opinions.
Oh, you're the teacher? You're holding back the teacher?
Yeah.
You can do it in front.
You got me curious. Now you're going to have these.
Yeah, Dirt Dude doesn't care.
starting late and adding a division. That's all. I just hope we don't go last.
Oh. Yeah, where are the dwarf cars?
Where were you guys last time?
We were fourth. Like, fourth.
It goes like it's supposed to. We're supposed to rotate the divisions, and like I said, they're supposed to have a different division there, but we dropped that division and just
replacing.
It's still six.
Oh,
we're replacing
thank
one.
You. Okay.
See, so
that's
you should have asked.
That's why we talk.
We're not adding another division on top
just
of it.
Replacing.
We dropped one and added another one to replace it.
Fantastic.
Gotcha.
Communication.
Right. What would we do without it?
Stare at each other.
It should go well. I'm hoping.
I think it has
not,
been.
We learn from everywhere. I mean, we've been having really nice tracks. Just hope the thing, you know, just we can have a nice night.
So the racing realtor, she did Coco Fa for the first
time. That's right.
Yeah. I think she had a good time.
A little sport compact on a big track.
I know.
Like she did great.
She moved up two positions, I think.
I started 14th and finished 12th, I do believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But hey, you know, that's saying something for somebody that's brand new into this sport.
Yeah, to try a huge track like that. Yeah.
That's cool.
Especially because I think maybe her second or third race
ever. Yeah, I think it was her third ever race. That's awesome.
I'm trying to remember if she had two at Verona.
Yeah.
Or one.
I think two.
Did she have two? I'm trying to remember.
I think she's had two, and I think this is her third.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get her back in again.
No.
Once she gets seasoned.
To get her in. Yeah, I tried to get her on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Because she's the mother. But her daughter was graduating from college.
So
that's awesome.
Takes care of that.
Yeah. We'll get her on.
You're managing to wrangle everyone in there, I know. So you find a lot of good people to bring on the air, Brittany.
The bull at Baker. Huge.
Have you ever heard of him?
No, but I don't really follow flat track that much. I'm more speedway bikes.
Yeah.
I like speedway bikes.
Well, this guy is
like a sprint car on dirt.
This guy's the who's who when it comes to flat track.
Kind of a big deal.
Anybody with the name of Bullet?
You're going to have to ask.
I'm going to have to ask. He's going to call back in hopefully at 3:45 because I just got to find out why his name is Bullet. But it's pretty cool.
Like a dirt dude, though, you know.
Well, there is something to be said for that.
Yeah, that's true. You got a name. I got driving school teacher. Racing school
teacher? Yeah, racing school teacher.
You gave me that name, dude.
I gave you that name. Yes, I did.
Did you have a nickname?
No.
You never, how about and your dad, you did. You just said it.
Iron
Fist.
Iron Wrist, yeah.
Iron Wrist.
Yeah, that's, I'll have to tell you that story. That's a good one.
Off air?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, when he went into the turn, if he was behind you, you would get out of the way. Because he would keep his wrist wide open. That's why they called him.
He'll try to ride through you?
Oh, he'll ride right through you. He didn't care. He didn't care. All right, buddy. Well, hey.
Hey, Brittany, did you get your car all fixed up? You working on it?
Oh, yeah, it's done. Super glued the nose back on.
If it goes as planned, I'll be picking her up on the way to the race on Saturday.
Nothing like cutting that close, huh?
That's the plan if everything falls into place. No, it was some damage, yeah.
Yeah, it just got his nose punched.
Overall, like, major suspension or into the frame?
The chassis folded, and there was a break.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
I had to go back to B&B?
Yep.
Yeah.
So he's going to cut the nose off and weld a new nose on it. It'll look more Italian.
Yeah. It's in good hands. It's in the best hands it could be in.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. The hockey player nose.
There you go. A little twist to the left. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, literally, be picking her up Saturday.
Aerodynamic. She'll be flying. You watch.
Well, let's hope for the best.
All right, buddy. All right. Keep that weather cool, brother. We'll talk to you down the road. All right, folks. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. This is one fast track, folks. If you've never been to Paris Auto Speedway, mark your calendar, because I'm telling you, it is absolutely wild. Hey, we got a special guest on the line.
The good name.
Cadillac Cody Williams. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
All right. Where'd the name come from?
Okay.
I just got to ask.
So actually, in when I was in high school, freshman in high school, I played running back, and I scored a touchdown, like 70 yards down the field, and at the same time, this is when another running back in college, his real name was Cadillac Williams. He was doing really good as running back also, and I came off the field, and one of my friends just called me Cadillac Williams, and the name stuck. And so everyone called me Cadillac.
And you probably don't even own a Cadillac.
Nope, never have. I'm a Dodge guy.
Yeah, well, me too. But I've got a V Series sitting out in the driveway. So I've only got it for a week, but that's another story.
Yeah, let's talk race cars. Win at Bakersfield.
Yeah, congratulations. How long have you been racing?
So I started in 2008. My dad got in a crash and broke his foot. And him and Jack Drury at the time when we were running, all of us, well, my dad was running for Jack Drury in the black number three. And my dad was asking Jack who we should put on in the car. And Jack said to put me in it. So that's how my career started, was my dad getting hurt and me being able to jump in the car and run for Jack Drury.
Wow. Okay. Talk about right place, right time.
Did you even hesitate, or did you say yes before they finished the question?
I was just so excited. I don't even remember what I said. I probably didn't say much at the time. I was so excited. I can't thank Sharon and Jack Drury enough. They did so much for me and my family. And, it's just, I wish Jack could have been here for this win.
Oh.
But he passed away a year ago now, I think.
Oh. He's probably with you.
So, he watched. So have you given the steering wheel back to your dad yet?
Yeah, did he ever get it back?
What? Indian giver?
I always had my own steering wheel. So he had his own steering wheel. He still has his steering wheel in his show car and at the shop, at the race shop.
Okay.
So that's funny you say that. That's a good one. He's always had his own steering wheel, and I've always had my own. So
okay. Well, I just had to. Come on. If somebody would have done that to me, there'd be death grip on that wheel.
Yeah,
I'd never
hard.
Let that thing go.
Yeah, you know, my first few races, I definitely, got the finger cramps because I was holding on to the steering wheel so tight because I was just, getting those white knuckles, just holding on so tight that you're scared because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if that steering wheel is going to come out of your hand or whatever, my first few races. And I had to just keep telling myself to calm down because I was getting tired in the car.
I know. I wasn't breathing when I first started racing. I didn't breathe, and I only realized that when there was a red and we'd come to a stop, and then I'd be like, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't been breathing.
Well,
I've been holding my breath.
That's always been my problem is breathing. And if I get out front, I just stop breathing. I mean, it's just like everything shuts down. It's a.
My problem I have is blinking.
Really?
Well, your eyes dry out? How do you know this?
My eyes get dry out.
Oh,
okay.
Oh my God. Well, they have something for that. I don't know what it is, but they got something.
So you have something coming up too, it sounds like. Salute to Indy at Paris. Are you racing next week?
Yep, I will be there. I'm excited to run at Paris. Paris was my very first race for running for USAC. So it's our home track, and it's a great track, great facility, can't wait to get back in the car and hopefully go for another win, hopefully make it two in a row.
Wow.
I don't know what's going to happen, so that's why we show up, right?
Well, we've got about a 90% average that when people call in, they usually win their next race. So if you do, you're more than welcome to call again whenever you got another race coming up.
What number are you running? You wouldn't have happened to have kept three.
I'm 44.
44.
In the beginning of my career, my first year, I was number three. And then from then on, I was 44, which that was my football number also.
Oh.
So I kind of kept everything from football, the nickname, the number,
sure.
Everything.
Well, that's good. So you going to make a career out of this? Is it fun? You going to make a living at it?
No, I mean,
you never
if you
know.
You won every race. Probably you could make some money, but it's so every racing so expensive, as everybody knows that owns one, right? No matter how big or small the race car is, or what series you run, it's always expensive. So, it's just really expensive to run. And I gotta thank my sponsors that helped me out. You know, like WC Friend Company, Trench Shoring, CRW Designs and Machining, Safety Dynamics Group, Edmunds Auto Research, Bill's Jerky, Cam2, EBCO Off-Road, Brewhouse Company. All these guys, you know, they put in some money and helped me get through the season. And
Sure. Hopefully
we can do all the races this season. And, I can't thank Trench Shoring enough. They've ever since I stopped running for Jack Drury a few years ago. They've been on board helping me, and I can't thank them enough.
Well, do you know R.J. Bender? Or A.J.?
A.J. Bender?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually ran at Ventura last night. I was running the JFM 73B. I thank Jimmy and Clive for letting me drive that. So I did all right. I think this is my third time in a midget, and I didn't qualify too good, so I started like mid-pack, and I started 15th, finished 11th, so... At least I went forward.
Yeah.
I look forward to hopefully driving it again.
Well, the only reason I brought AJ up is look at Pendragon, NHRA sees him at Ventura, mm-hmm. says, you know, I like the way that kid rides. I like the way he liked the interview, and he put him in a car at Chili Bowl.
Yep.
So you never know. You know, you can make plans, but you just never know. Yeah.
You never know. So, like, after I won Bakersfield, and Jimmy called me on Monday and asked me if I wanted to run his midget. And
there you go.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
So, Ventura yesterday, tiny track.
Yep.
Paris next
tiny
week,
track.
Big track.
Big track.
Preference?
Yeah. So, yeah, Paris is one of our biggest tracks that we go to. I'm going to be running 410, the mm-hmm. V8 410 instead of a four cylinder, midget. Mm. So, way faster speeds on the bigger yeah. track, and especially with the V8 power.
Does that, result in a bigger smile, a bigger grin, wider, drier eyes?
Speed is fun. So anything I can get into is going to be fun. I always have a smile on my face while I'm at the track.
Yeah.
It's just great to be to have people want me to drive their cars.
Yeah.
Well,
that says a lot.
I just got to tell you, Cadillac, you're talking to a young lady that runs
young.
A dwarf car.
Thank you.
And this girl is freaking amazing. She has been ever since she got power steering. And her job keeps driving her crazier.
Yeah.
She seems to go a heck of a lot faster. So when you're talking to her, and I'm not saying that anything other than if you didn't know who she was, she's just like you. She is a hardcore racer. I can't go near her or the car before she goes out. She gets in her goofy zone. And just
race face. It's a race face.
I can't talk to you right now. I can't talk to you right now. Okay, all right. I was just gonna wish you luck.
He likes to talk to me when they're talking in my ear.
So I get on my little Honda Monkey motorcycle and I roll off into the sunset.
Okay, sorry. But I know what you're saying, Cadillac. Just being at the track. Anytime I walk into Massage MV or I arrive to the track and people ask me, "How you doing?" It's like it's race day. Or
yeah,
I'm getting
yeah.
a massage. Yep. Like life is good at this moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So
that is true.
So this year, so gosh, you've won. Are you running the whole series this year, or are you just picking it up?
So it looks like I'm going to be a little bit short this year, money wise. So yeah. I'm not sure. We're gonna go as far as we can, and once we run out, we run out. So I mean, we're always looking for sponsors. Mm-hmm. Like this year, about halfway last year, WC Friend Company came on board, and he bought a trailer for us that
wow.
That lets us use. And so he's really stepped up our game, and he's given quite a bit of money to get us partway through the season. So he's my main sponsor right now.
Wow.
But all the and Trent Shoring is another big guy that came on board, and you know, a couple years ago, and they give me quite a bit of money, but I mean, it's, everything's just so expensive to run. So,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, I have a bunch of little guys that give me a little bit of money and yes. help with parts or whatever, like Edmunds Auto Research. He helps me out, gives me some deals on parts and stuff. So that every little bit helps. And we're always looking for sponsors to try to get us through the full season. And it just looks like we're going to be like three or four races short with our money right now.
Well, I tell you what, you put in your proposal for money that you'll be on radio and we're the only motorsports show in Southern California. And I do local television in San Diego that's seen all around the world. If you don't mind dragging your gear to San Diego some weekend, I'll put you on TV. And that exposure okay. is massive. And none of it yeah. will cost you a thing.
Okay.
So yeah, how do we how,
keep in contact?
You know, all you got to do is go get Scott to give you my contact info, and he'll hook you up. But if people want to follow you or help
people
you
people
want
to give you money or gold, a.k.a. tires, yeah. how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah.
I'm on Instagram. So I own CRW Designs and Machining. We make parts for sprint cars, bird cages, rear torsion arms, front torsion arms, pitman arms, front steering arms. So I make some stuff for sprint cars. But that's my company. I own CRW Designs and Machining.
Yeah.
I do random stuff for people too. I have production jobs I do for other people, not necessarily racing stuff.
Right.
It's tough. It's tough.
Just raise your rates. Come on, raise yeah. your rates. Who cares? All right. Hey, well, we have to take.
My whole deal on my parts are that I do it right instead of cheap.
Yeah, so I like
my
that.
My stuff's expensive.
Yeah, so, that's okay. Yeah. Hey, nobody yeah. wants to so turn around and say, hey, I wish I'd have bought a different part.
Yeah. So I mean that's just my motto. I don't like what other companies were doing, so no. I decided to make my own parts, and it's showing. So I run all my own parts, obviously, yeah. and it's finally all coming together.
Sweet.
With the new bird cages I have out and everything.
That's
And the rear torsion arms, front torsion arms, all that stuff has really helped me out.
That's awesome. All right, Cadillac, we're going to definitely talk to you again. Get a hold of Scott, get my contact info, and we'll have you on in a couple weeks. Brittany takes care of all my call-ins, and she'll do a good job for you.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Best of luck. Good luck next week.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and hopefully the Bullet is on the line.
Brad the Bullet Baker.
Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue, right next to the drive-in. Man, he can work on everything. Drag cars, circle cars, dirt cars, sand cars, in-house dyno, they do it all.
Oh, yes.
Certified Car Clinic. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net. Yes?
I just wanted to thank Dirt Dude again for clarifying.
Oh, you're
but
so.
They didn't add a division.
Aren't you
they
so happy
it.
Now?
I'm glad we
clarified that, that little snafu-y
for me.
Yeah. Okay. So.
So
let's talk about little 37. She's having surgery.
She has the best surgeon.
Yeah, she's getting a facelift.
Yeah. Her front end is getting worked on. But
I was trying to be more polite. Yeah. She's getting a facelift.
Yeah. So last Sunday, before I came here, we were repairing as much as we could to be able to roll her off.
Yeah.
And I was able to drive her off Monday straight into the warehouse at the B&B factory.
Did it look like the movie Christine, you know, when it gets done crashing and it comes out of the garage?
Or Willy Wonka or something? Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Have you ever seen Christine, the movie?
Willy Wonka.
Oh, no. You've never seen Christine?
I don't think I have. That sounds scary.
Is there
someone hiding in an attic?
No. It's a 57 Plymouth Fury.
Oh, not Herbie. Okay.
That has a relationship with this kid.
Oh! yeah, okay.
And he goes out and he crashes and this car destroys itself, and then it cripples into the autorama where you work on your own car, and then it sits over in the corner and it goes.
I think I'm looking at it. I think I have. I had no idea what it was.
It's one of the best movies. The special effects is just off the charts. How they could take that car and after it's all crunched, and and then it plays music on the radio, and you have to go Google that or get that movie.
It's vaguely. I grew up with Herbie.
Well, in fact, I have a friend of mine that has a Herbie.
Like replica?
Yeah, and it'll urinate on your foot.
Oh my God.
Instead of oil, it squirts water out of the left front wheel.
Ooh, I like this. Maybe Darren can add that feature.
Yeah, so when somebody's standing next to your car, you don't want standing next to your car.
She'll be fine. So what happened, I brought her over there, and Darren is actually supporting a driver out in North Carolina, I believe. So he worked on it and then flew out, and he's in North Carolina for a while, and he'll come back.
So what did he say he had to do to her?
We didn't get to that. I trust him, and I'll pay him.
Well, it's not that. You didn't even ask?
No, it's the doctor. Perform whatever you want. He built the darn thing. Yeah. No, 100% trust with him.
Well, I didn't say there wasn't any trust, but...
No, I think it was just I dropped it off
Your
after a long day
Your crew will
want to
know what he did.
And we will. He'll let us know. It's just it was a long day of work for him and a long day from Monday morning or
and
Monday
he's
gonna afternoon.
And he's going to look at your cruise control or your power steering.
Yeah, we did talk
steering.
About the power steering. Me literally going past the start-finish line, flipping the switch on and off. I was driving one-handed. Yeah.
I would just hardwire it.
We're thinking maybe it's the switch. Yeah. Like, we're going to try everything, and then if nothing, you know,
it's a unit.
Change the electrode, put in a battery, now we're going to change the switch, and if it's that, then we're like, maybe it's the brain, and we'll contact.
Why don't you just hardwire it? What's the point of a switch?
Yeah, there's no reason not to have it. That's a good point. I don't feel like cruise control power steering today. Now you got me on cruise control. Can you imagine cruise control?
Sure, hold on a second. Yeah. Let me just set it on cruise. Yeah. 80 miles an hour. Okay, that'll work.
Yeah.
I still hardwired. I'd get because there's just too many moving parts
exactly.
on that
it's
car.
Just one more thing to go wrong.
Yeah, one more thing. I was telling your dad that at the grocery store. You know, we were working on your car.
Yeah, pals.
Aisle 7.
Pals at aisle 7.
He didn't even recognize me. He walked by me in a daze.
Really?
Yeah, I had to go, hey! He jumped.
Oh.
That's good for him.
He must have been deep in thought.
So you're not going to make it to practice. You're going to act. If you make it, you'll make it on actual.
Literally, the plan is hopefully
to go
picking
race.
It up on Saturday
With
afternoon.
All parts and pieces.
Because, like I said, the doctor is out of town supporting his drivers because he builds the 600s or the micros or the midget. I don't know. They're all the same thing to me. Yeah, there are now B&B somethings. Midget, 600, micro.
Okay. I didn't know he expanded.
Oh, yeah. And he's got a few out. Sheldon Creed raced one of them.
Mm.
Yeah. And Darren Brown is racing them as well when they're on this coast. And so he's building that. So he's out supporting some racers.
Right. Where's his shop at?
Lakeside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's close. I'm like blessed. I am blessed to have the fabricator within hollering distance and then the Browns within bike distance. I've ridden my bike to their house.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. But hey, can I tell you a couple of things?
Sure.
I was hoping that Brad the Bullet Baker would call back because I wanted to ask how Bristol's doing. They have a chocolate lab.
I've seen. Oh, he calls it Bristol?
I think Bristol.
How
which,
cute.
He's a dirt track, flat track, so I don't know if Bristol's
Bristol
to you.
Well, Bristol was dirt a couple of months ago.
See, we can't ask that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I wanted to bring up the fact that Brad the Bullet Baker was invited. He went over to Spain to give Mark Marquez some riding lessons. Yeah, they actually have that on video as well. And then he beat him at his own home track.
Did he really?
I wanted to ask him. Initially, I thought I should ask him how Marquez took it. And then it's like, no, I should ask how his dad took it.
Yeah.
Probably not well.
Probably not well at all.
I wanted to ask
him
about that. But I think he's a commentator now. And I think he's working closely with some of the Indian riders. Because that's how good of a racer.
Well, see, that's what they transition into. you know, once they get to an age where they can't be competitive.
Some do. I bet not all are asked.
No, most of them turn into coaches or they work
for. I still don't believe all of them are asked.
Well, no, I'm sure. But I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, they could end up being a coach or they could end up working for the manufacturer.
Because it's in your blood, as we mentioned to him. Yeah, it's hard to get away.
Yeah, it really is.
He did a nice write-up on preparing a track as well. Mm. And as he's seen it from racer, and now he's seeing it from promoter side with Mother Nature toying with him.
And how many times did he yell at the promoter for putting together a crappy track?
Yeah, he after I got done reading, it was a fairly long... it was a fairly long post on Facebook.
Don't ever do that again.
But please keep telling us there's 2 minutes. I just squirrel. I got distracted. The listeners are like, what? He told us 2 minutes in our ear, and I saw a squirrel.
Yes, he did.
Okay, so his post was fairly long. I read through it all. My ADD didn't kick in. I finished to the end, and I looked over at Steve, not that he'd read it or would be interested at all, but I was like, I like it because he had an opinion, you know, because everyone's got to be so like fluffy and neutral
these days. Yeah. And Steve said, yeah.
If that. But it was nice. He had a strong opinion. It was a fair opinion. Just put in the time to prepare a good track.
Right.
And in the end, it'll start getting easier and easier each race.
Right, sure.
But also to give the racers a safer and more consistent track.
Correct.
Yes. It is so interesting, though, that now he is a promoter.
Yeah.
So well, he's probably going to hear it from some of the racers.
Yes, he is.
I sincerely wish him the best of luck. Ever. And I know he wants to have a safe track.
Yeah.
He obviously wants
to have
a safe
track. Well, we're definitely
going to
get him back.
Oh, so he has friends in San Diego. He was like, he's like, oh, I'm going to come in next time. So I'm so excited.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah. So I'll All right.
You know, it's always too short. You need to come in at noon.
And let's tell the listener, we got Angel Company coming back in.
Yeah.
Donnie Angel, Sonny Angel's brother with Mark.
Mark your calendar.
To talk about Isle of Man. Sonny raced Isle of Man.
Hey, if anybody wants to sponsor us, Brittany and I are happy to go.
Yeah.
Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.